This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Put your head on my shoulder. Hold me in your arms, baby.
I'm going back a bit for that one.
Squeeze me.
Paul Anka, a birthday today. Number one, Diana, in 1957. That sold 9 million copies worldwide. Put Your Head on My Shoulder, the one we hear, and wrote many other classics like Puppy Love and the lyrics to My Way. It doesn't matter anymore. Paul Anka, birthday today, turning 77 years old. 77 for Paul Anka. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Monday morning across the great state of Michigan. Find us online, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can also find me on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram. Our next guest joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show, a Clarion Project Shulman Fellow and National Security Analyst. You can find his newest piece up at clarionproject.org. He's Ryan Morrow. Ryan, welcome into the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we've got a story here. I've heard a little about it, and this piece goes pretty in-depth on the discussion. Michigan gubernatorial candidates' worrisome friends. Ryan, tell us what we're talking about here.
Sure. So for the Democratic primary, they have multiple candidates, and the underdog whose support is growing is Abdul Saeed. He's running to become the first Muslim governor of Michigan. Which is fine, but you've got to also look at who he is pitching to for support. And that's where we found some disturbing information at Clarion Project, because we found that he's been repeatedly going to one of the more radical mosques that we know of. And it's so radical that its imam was part of the Iranian regime, not just supportive of it, but actually part of the Iranian regime, then came to the United States. And he didn't come because he turned against the Iranian regime. He came to the United States to advance the Iranian regime. You go to their website, and they are referencing the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, when teaching about jihad. They're holding events that support Hezbollah. They're posting things that are supportive of Hamas. And it's all very out in the open, easy to see. And yet this candidate for the Democratic nomination to become governor, his chance of winning that are growing, is going there and apparently has a relationship with that imam because he keeps going there and having his pictures taken and even apparently distributing campaign literature at the mosque.
Yeah, you report in the piece that there has been a campaign event that has been held there. And you detailed some of this, but the piece goes very in-depth about, I mean, really answering the question, why should we be so concerned?
Right. Well, there's really only three reasons as to why he would be doing this, and all of them are bad reasons. The first is that he knows about the extremism because he went to their website, he did the bare minimum, and doesn't care. That's like the worst scenario, because it raises the question, why don't you care? Are you sympathetic, or is radical Islam just not an issue for you because you have friends who are radical? The other possibility is that he knows about it, doesn't like it, but for political reasons, he recognizes that this radical mosque has a big audience, and so he's going to do what many non-Muslim politicians do and just look the other way. And then the third reason is that he's just ignorant, just doesn't care enough to even look, didn't even look at the website, doesn't look into this guy that he's embracing. And whatever the case may be, it's pretty terrifying to think that that guy can become the governor of Michigan, and this is what's going on.
Ryan Morrow with us from the Clarion Project, clarionproject.org. You can find him on Twitter as well, at Ryan Morrow. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. The piece details, well, you mentioned this, you know, kind of a long shot candidate, but recent polls show him gaining some ground, and also had a celebrity guest in the state over the weekend too, and Alexandria Cortez.
Right, and so he's getting the stars behind him. He's got Linda Sarsour, who's another radical Islamic activist, but she is a rock star, has come in and endorsed him. She has her own ties to Islamic extremists, so that's not entirely surprising. And then I read the other day that Bernie Sanders endorsed him, which, if I read that correctly and remembering it correctly, then he's basically become the favorite. Any poll before that doesn't matter. So if the left wing of the Democratic Party, the left of the left wing Democratic Party, embraces him, he's the nominee. And it seems like things are headed in that direction.
Ryan, has he been asked about this? Has he offered an explanation at all or tried to explain what's happening here?
No, I'm not even sure that his campaign is aware that we've come out with this information, that we've found this, because there hasn't been a response. And I've got to tell you, this is the only Michigan outlet that has covered the story. The only one. And we've got a pretty far reach at Clarion Project, and we put some energy behind this. It got some attention on the internet. But have any Michigan newspapers covered it? No. Have any major media outlets besides this one covered it? No.
Wow. ClarionProject.org is where you can find out a little bit more. Is this ongoing? Might we see more from you before Election Day?
It's very likely. This is definitely a topic that we're going to be digging into.
All right. Yes, ClarionProject.org, the Peace Michigan gubernatorial candidate's worrisome friends, Ryan Morrow. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Ryan Morrow. Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. ClarionProject.org is where to find out more on that story. We had the first, I got to dig up some of these numbers because I saw them over the weekend and I did not bookmark them or highlight them, unfortunately. I did print one. Bear with me one moment here because there we go. There were gubernatorial polls out on Friday, I believe, and also a Senate poll out too from Marist, NBC and Marist with a poll on the Senate race. NBC Marist poll found that Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow is expected to win re-election against either Republican candidate John James or Sandy Pensler, leading both by at least 15 percentage points, CNN reports. And if the contest for governor comes down to Gretchen Whitmer versus Bill Schuette, Whitmer would be the likely victor. I don't have the numbers on that. You know what? I will run back and try to find some of the detailed numbers because I saw these polls out on Friday and I saw them and forgot to print them for Monday. So I'll grab them. But yes, at least on the top line numbers on the Senate race, Debbie Stabenow is leading either Republican candidate by 15 percentage points. We'll see if that changes anytime in the near future. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com, the road to Michigan's future paved by hardworking construction workers earning a great living and building something bigger than themselves. If you're interested in learning more about the many opportunities at a career in construction, go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. MichiganConstruction.com will help match your interests and skills with available careers, education, and training opportunities. You could be next to help fix and build our great state of Michigan. Head to MichiganConstruction.com. Gregory Wrightstone, coming up next. I'm Scott Bertram, in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.